This week on Stuck in Beta, we're officially back on YouTube with videos.
To celebrate, we're drinking Second Shift's Luggage Combination, Black Lager, and eating a Mandalorian bounty meal.
I'm heading to the Battlehawks game, recovering from a major plumbing disaster, and bringing...
Binging.
Beard meets food.
We rank the top legacy bands we've never seen live, dig up some 1992 Six Flags nostalgia, and fix bent bike frames in Shop Talk.
Let's get stuck.
Yeah. Let's add some other stuff, music to it while I'm at it. Hey, I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. I'm Josh, and this is Stuck in Beta.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm hungry.
Well, it's a good thing you're hungry, because we got this gigantic Mamma Jamma meal from
That's not from the actual word, the title of it. It's called the Mandalorian and Grogu box, I think.
Is it?
No, it's something else.
The bounty.
Bounty bundle, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes in, so they're kind of doing the whole thing that McDonald's is done. They did the adult meal with, they had the McDonaldland one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we tried that on the show, but then we did the Grinch one.
Yep.
And we did the Demon Hunter one.
Yep. But those were both just, I would say, average size or normal
size.
Yeah,
they were
meals.
A burger or nuggets and and fries. This is way
bigger. Oh, so everything's individually boxed in here.
Oh, wow.
So, well, I don't know if everything's labeled here. Let's see. Yeah, Grogu's garlic chicken fries.
Oh.
We have, let's see, Imperial Cheddar Ranch Tots. So you have two sides there. We have garlic sauce for, I guess, whatever you'd like to dip. And then we have... this big giant burger.
Look, it comes in a Mandalorian box.
This one, it doesn't say exactly what it is.
Here we go. The barbecue bounty whopper. It's loaded with Swiss cheese, crispy pickle chips, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and a creamy bounty barbecue sauce.
So we decided we were going to split this because...
yeah, probably a good idea.
It's huge, and you said you saw that it's like 2,000 calories.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have the shake out here.
I'll get that out in a bit. We'll do that last.
Well,
because it's still in the freezer trying to not melt.
So tell us why they're doing this.
So there's the Mandalorian and Grogu movie that comes out, I think, May 22nd, maybe? Hey, that's Jeff's birthday. Look, I don't know if you knew this. This little box, his ears... kind of come out.
Oh,
look at that.
That's cute.
Hey.
I promise I just washed my hands. I'm doing a little touching. So
have it your way. Have it the way.
Oh.
That's some stuff.
Shoot. I'm sorry. Go ahead and grab your half here. I'm making a mess.
There's two plates here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and grab yourself one.
Okay, fine.
All right. So the burger looks good. I gotta be honest, it was a little hard to cut. I don't know why.
Well, it's got those pickle chips on it.
I guess that was it. It wasn't...
So we'll start with this barbecue bounty whopper.
Yep.
Here's napkins.
As Burger King and a lot of fast food, they don't remember to add napkins.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So... there's not much to it.
Mm-mm.
Maybe I didn't get a good bite.
It's good.
It's good, but tastes like a Burger King cheeseburger. Yep. I mean, it or a Whopper.
I haven't had Burger King in I don't know how long. I couldn't even tell you. So this was $21.99.
Oh my gosh!
Plus, well, I think after tax or whatever, it came to just under $25.
So don't get me wrong, that is good.
Yeah, it is good.
I could use more of their bounty sauce.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot on there. The pickle chips are pretty good on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different. But overall, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to eat this, but we might as well move on. I don't know what you want to do now. We have the Grogu's garlic chicken fries, and there's garlic sauce, too. That's a lot of garlic.
Is these fries, or do they have something like this as a normal side item, or is this just...
They have chicken fries.
Okay.
So this is something that's unique. I've never really had them, so I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't either. There's no real easy way to split
these.
They're
all stuck together.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab some.
All right.
So garlic with garlic.
I'm going to try it by itself, then I'll try it with the...
Oh, okay. Immediately, it's like, it's chewy.
It's definitely, I don't know. It's like a dino nugget.
So it's chicken. Okay, yeah. I was like, not sure exactly what
is this chicken
I was biting into.
You can taste a garlicky part of it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Now, these aren't exactly the hottest in the world right now.
No, but I was expecting a little more crispiness.
Yeah, there's no...
They're like chewy.
It's just... Here, I'll try it with this. Now, I would expect this with pizza.
That's what I was thinking. It looks like what you get in a
like the garlic box. Butter.
Yeah. Hmm. That's really good.
Yeah?
I like that. I don't care for these chicken...
No, they're not as good. But that does taste like the garlic butter from any of the
pizza places. Well, that's very much an improvement.
Yeah, that does fix it.
All right, last thing we have is the Imperial Cheddar Ranch Tots. So grab yourself some of those.
All right. Here, well, I'll just... So this is just a potato?
I guess.
Oh, wait, here. I got the description. Crispy tots stuffed with cheddar cheese, fluffy potatoes, and ranch seasoning. All right.
Looks like the same exact texture as the chicken, whatever they're called. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a lot softer on the inside. Mm-hmm. Almost like a mashed potato on the inside.
And crispy on the outside.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try one of these dipped in here. I'm going crazy.
Ruby, I don't know if you're after the food.
She is.
Or you just want my attention.
Probably both. I'm going to dip the ranch tots in there.
Yeah. Ranch and garlic. Yeah. This isn't bad.
Those are good. I like those.
All right.
I think those are my... Well, I think those are the most interesting out of all of them.
Yeah, I agree.
So you also got this cup. Which one did you get here?
I don't know.
Man, why are they...
It's huge.
Like, they wrap it up. Like, well, probably you could sell this on eBay and probably make a ton of money. So keep it all wrapped up.
Yeah.
It's just got Mandalorian and Grogu. It's a black one.
Yeah.
It's got all their symbols on the back.
32 ounce, it looks like. It's pretty big cup.
So also that came with it is the Grogu's Blue Cookie Shake.
Oh yeah.
We gonna do that too?
Yep, let's all do right. it.
Let me grab that real quick.
All right. I'm gonna keep eating.
All right. So, I forgot I had a mic with me, so you hear me run into the other room.
Yeah. Thank goodness you didn't go to the bathroom.
So, I have another... Here. If you want to...
One thing I will say about getting this from Burger King is that Now you said the location that I went to, you're like, oh, I hope you didn't go to that one because that's the worst. Hopefully you went to this other one. Well, I was at the one that's apparently the worst.
Yeah.
So I was in line and it was moving very slowly. And by the time I got up to the window to pick up my order, the shake had been sitting there on the counter with like three other drinks. So I guess they were well ahead of, you know, the drink guy was well ahead.
There you go.
And so as soon as they like put it out the window, I could see it was like moving. It was
already melted.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man. And then, of course, I had the 5-minute drive over or whatever. But yeah, this looks interesting. This is probably one of those that's going to, you know, you're going to ingest it blue and then digest it blue, and then it's going to come out blue.
Come out blue?
Yeah.
So creamy soft serve blended with blue sugar cookie syrup and topped with Grogu's favorite snack, blue cookies.
It
did thicken up.
It did. It just reminds me of like birthday cake flavor.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good Lord, this is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like you're okay. If you took a straw and stuck it in one of those containers of Funfetti icing.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. That was just a little bit thinner than that and colder. Yeah. This is like so sugary sweet that it's kind of like burning my throat.
Okay. Not my favorite, because I like a good milkshake, but this is just, woo.
I didn't know that about Grogu, that that's his go-to flavor or whatever. Is that true? Or
I think in one episode he's probably done that.
Well,
you know, they have to do that.
You know, it's fun, I guess, but I couldn't imagine eating this on my own.
No way. This is definitely a shareable meal.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. They give you a little cup. That's kind of fun. I wish it was. Do you remember, like, Batman and McDonald's? The Batman McDonald's glasses?
Uh-huh.
Or I think they had Flintstones, too. They had many things.
Yeah. Those are collector's items.
I know. I wish they would just bring back a glass, you know? I know Burger King had glasses, too, you know?
I wonder, I mean, I would imagine those are more expensive, but I wonder what would prohibit that from happening. I mean, shoot, this was $25. Why not? Yeah, have a nice tumbler or maybe 16-ounce glass that had Grogu. I mean, that would be something that I would want to keep in my cabinet. And use
every day. This is what you used to get. Remember, big at McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King. You used to get a cup like this. It was a harder plastic than you got now. It exactly like that.
Yeah.
And that would just come with whatever promotion they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Overall, I'd say this was fun. It was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth a try, but make sure you have somebody to share it with.
Yeah, our two people.
Yeah. All right.
So well, I wonder what each of these is individually compared to the meal.
Oh, price-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should have looked at that.
Yeah.
Well, we can. Why don't we pause so we can finish eating this stuff, and then because people don't want to hear us eating, I don't think. So we're back after eating all that, and
now I feel terrible.
Yeah.
No.
So I have to say the shake was not my favorite of everything. It was very, very thick, even though it was melted.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be thick.
It was all the sugar just like holding everything together.
Yeah, very, a little too much. Mm-hmm. The cheddar ranch tots were probably my favorite. So that shake was 620 calories. The tots were 140. The garlic chicken fries were 130. And the Whopper, the Bounty Whopper, was 920 calories.
Man.
I don't know how that's the most expensive or the most calories, but
it's got to be the sauce and I guess cheeses and stuff like that, because that burger was so thin.
Maybe
there wasn't
it's a
really
bun
that much
too,
to,
you know.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Overall, it's a one and done type thing. I wouldn't say that. Oh, you gotta have it, you know.
Yep.
And oh, what you don't save anything by getting the bounty bundle. It's about the same price, everything individually.
Yeah.
I priced it out. It's actually about $1 cheaper if you get it individually, but you don't get the collectible cup,
right?
And you don't get that box. You know, and that's what everyone wants,
the
right?
Box.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
The thing is, in 5 years, we'll see, like, eBay will have that box. Someone's selling just that box for, like, $300. And we'll go, why did we just throw that in the garbage, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't want to hang on to it to try to find out.
Yeah, you don't?
No.
Yeah.
But let's have a beer.
Oh, that's a good idea. That would be a lot better than the shake.
So I picked this one up the other day.
Yeah, look at you and contributing. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. That was sarcasm.
Well, no.
I did not look up any information on this beer. Do you want to do that? Or actually, we can probably find it on the can here, maybe. No, we cannot.
Luggage combination from second shift.
I'll go ahead and pour both of them because I know you have a problem with pouring lately.
I know. I can't figure it out. I was hoping second shift would have a website, so we'll just. Oh, it's a Schwartz beer style black lager brewed by second shift in St. Louis, Missouri. It's characterized as a light-bodied, malt-forward beer featuring rich chocolate and coffee notes, frequently sold in 16-ounce cans. I didn't have to read that part.
So I have actually had this one already.
Oh.
I went to the brewery when we didn't mention at the top of the show that we haven't been together in a couple weeks to do this show.
Yeah.
And Lori and I were going to go on a date that evening, and since you weren't available, she's like, why don't we do something during the day anyway? Which I don't know how you feel about day dates as you've gotten older, but man, it is so much better than going out in the evening.
I love day dates. Those are my favorite.
So we started our day date at second shift and had lunch there, and I had this one on draft, and I'm like, this is really good. I'm gonna go ahead and buy a 4-pack, and I wanted to share it with you.
Oh, okay, well, man, that is good. That is good.
I really feel like Second Shift is one of those breweries that is underrated. I was talking to somebody else about this recently, my buddy Elliot, and he's like, yeah, I really feel like they have probably the best beer of St. Louis breweries. He's like,
really?
They do a really good job there. And he's a bit more of a connoisseur than me. Actually, he rates it up there with Narrow Gauge as being... Narrow Gauge is his favorite, and then Second Shift is his second favorite, so... And I've probably only been there like a handful of times.
Really? Same. I've been there once or twice, and I get caught up with all the IPA. All the places have IPAs, and I get caught up in those. And then now it's hard to find the non-IPA beers on menus.
That's what I'm starting to look at more. I mean, we've talked about this quite a bit, is like or at least my palate has changed quite a bit. And now I go up and I look. And one thing that's pretty cool about Second Shift, too, is I feel like not all breweries do this very well, where they will have, especially if they have a lot on draft, they will break it out into the individual categories a lot better than like, there's some breweries where it's just like, here's all our beer.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to kind of read through it and then go, oh, okay, well, this one's an IPA or this one's a whatever. And
you never can tell with the title. I mean, even this one, Luggage Combination.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think Schlafly does a good job with that on their menus. But Four Hands is kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I think they dump them all together. And I think it's more of their turnover, their amount of beers that they crank out.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ones. some like Schlafly, they stick with like eight or ten that are solid that they
They've been around forever.
They don't really go and make new ones that often. Mm-hmm. They have seasonal beers, but yeah.
So cool artwork on here. I don't really know exactly what it is supposed to represent. I mean, there's the
there's a zipper
and with a lock on it, but it's being unzipped.
It's a luggage lock.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, like the rest of it is there's a like a fly. What is that from? Isn't
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't you know the okay. You probably haven't seen Spaceballs in a long time.
Yeah, since I was a kid, and I didn't really care about that much. But back then, it could change.
They're making a second one.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me that.
So one of the big jokes is they're trying to get into the airlock system. So the planet of Druidia has this big giant... They have fresh air, but their atmosphere has like this lock on it in order to open it up to get in. Hmm. And the Spaceballs, they got their daughter to get the password to get into the airlock shield. And the code was 1234. Well,
that's what that is.
President was, he's like, oh my God, that's the exact same combination on my luggage.
Oh. So that's what this is in reference
luggage,
to.
Yeah. It's got Star Lord's
Oh. Did you mention this already and I didn't catch it?
I said Spaceballs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Before I mentioned the
flying? Oh, maybe not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, we cracked the code.
So it's there you go. It's a Spaceballs reference.
Yeah. I really like it. I would give this beer an A. I think it's
very good.
Favorites.
This is up there. Civil Life Brown.
Yeah,
I'd put that in that same category. This is just a perfect solid beer.
Yep,
and it's probably good anytime.
Yeah, and that's a really good reference that you made there to Civil Life. I don't think Lori has tried this yet, so I probably need to save the last one for her and make sure that she tries it because I think it's really good.
Yeah, that's good.
What else is going on?
Well, you've been up to a lot.
You've got Oh, by the way, I wanted to highlight that we now have a lot of these videos up on YouTube.
Oh, you do?
I finally got them up there. Oh. So if you're interested in seeing our friendly, smiling faces and... I think Greg looks at the camera a lot more than I do.
I try to, but...
I tend to look at Greg, and he never looks at me. That's something I've noticed.
I know what you look like.
But I got... I don't know. There's the last three or four that are now on YouTube, and hopefully I can stay consistent with that because I know I was really slacking there for a long time, and I also got most of the Beer 30 episodes up there on our Beer 30 channel as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Nice to hear that.
Stuck in Beta is the YouTube channel. Beer 30 is our beer review channel.
It's
like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends.
I think SIB Podcast is the... SIBpodcast.com. I think I have that domain.
Oh, you do?
I think I got that. Just a link to... Oh, yeah. It links to our...
Oh. Well, there you go.
That's an easy way to get to our Spotify
podcast.
So, you could see, I know I've been doing lots of things. I'm not going to say I haven't. Taken the kids to the Magic House, done gymnastics.
Dance stuff.
Yeah, all that fun stuff. Mowed the lawn. I've done things.
Let's hear more.
Yeah. I know. It's exciting. But I don't know if I have anything that is that worth mentioning
okay.
that I can come up with right now. But go ahead. What is your...
All right, you've already said
you've been on a day date.
We did last Friday. So then we went to the botanical garden in the middle of... It was bookended by two brewery stops. So second shift in the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
Which I've been there a few times. And man, that is just a gorgeous, gorgeous place. It's so beautiful. Big mature trees. It's just like a gym, you know, in the middle of St. Louis. Not unlike a couple of the parks, you know, like I drove through Tower Grove Park the other day, and I don't think I've ever really spent much time there. It's another gorgeous spot in St. Louis. But anyway, we spent three or four hours walking around Botanical Garden. And then we went to Modern Brewery after that, which is kind of on the north, kind of north, I don't know. I can't remember exactly.
North, I don't know.
South side of the other park, the big park.
Forest Park?
Forest Park.
I was about to say Central Park.
I was too, and I'm like, that is not right. So we did that. And Modern Brewery's got some decent beers as well. And then, that was the day date. I finally finished the property that I've been working on for the last several weeks. And
this is the leak one. The one.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had some major plumbing issues that arose over the last, since we've talked last. And maybe I'll save part of that for our How to Fix It segment. But I actually had to hire a plumber. And this plumber was, like, so good. His customer service was amazing. And what had happened was the kitchen sink wouldn't drain. It would drain like very, very slowly. And I tried everything I could. I tried to plunge it. I tried to run my own little like snake down there, and it was a spot I just couldn't get any further. So I had a company come out, like a drain company. They sent theirs down there through the clean out thing in the basement. And they got to a point and they couldn't go any further. And then it started draining a little bit better. So I think they knocked some of it loose, but it wouldn't fully drain. And so he's like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to, you know, get a plumber to take a look at this. So I'm like, I don't really have one, you know, I mean, plumbers are, I feel like that is one of the trades where I don't know. I've had really bad luck with it, I guess. I don't want to say there's a lot of bad ones, but I've experienced a lot of bad ones.
We've had a good one. We haven't had to use one in a while, but my old house, we had one. I think my friend Cheryl Holdinghouse suggested him. He was awesome, but I think he retired like really, really soon after that I used him. So
I feel like that it's so Molly actually referred one to me years ago that I used. And he was great. And then when I tried to use him...
That may have been the guy, yeah.
Oh, really? When I tried to go back to him again, I felt like he was just so busy had maybe grown to a point where he didn't handle the small stuff so much anymore. So anyway, this guy, it was just a really awesome experience. I called him. He answered. He said, I'll be there. And he came. I was what is happening? And then a really nice guy.
That's
to him.
Such low expectation.
I know. And he told me, you know, he walked through everything. He's like, well, we'll start here and we'll do this. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, but, you know, it could be more, et cetera. You know, he like talked me through it. And then he's like, okay, well, every day he was sending me pictures. He was like telling me how far they've gotten, what they have to do next. And I had asked for some other things that I needed to like be looked at. I had some issues with the water heater. I couldn't get I had a slow leak. And I also had a gas leak. So he fixed all that stuff. But all along the way, kept me updated on the progress. And I finished up with him just before I came here. And we met up. He's like, yeah, let's meet up so I can walk through and tell you everything we did, which was another thing that like... I probably was like gushing. I'm like, man, you have had the most amazing customer service that I've ever experienced with any kind of trade.
Put out a Google review and all that for him.
The thing is I don't think he really wants to be like out there. I don't think, think it's just because as he said, it's just, him and his son. And then they got a couple guys that work for them, but they're pretty small. Like they're not trying to be a huge company or anything. So I feel like I got lucky And yeah, they did an amazing job.
That's weird. You can't even recommend him because he doesn't. Don't recommend me, please.
Well, here's the funny thing. I don't even know his last name, and I don't even know his company. I know that sounds absurd, but
how did you get him again?
The drain company that came out?
Yeah,
they tried to run the snake, and he's like, "Well, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to call a plumber." And I'm like, "I don't really know one," and he's like, "I can." Or I said, "Do you have one you can refer?" I asked him, and he's like, "Yeah, I do," and he sent me the information. I don't know if there's like a partnership there. Like that's like the only way he wants to be referred or something. But then he did tell me afterwards. I said, you know, am I okay to call you again? You know, if I run into issues, he's like, yeah, but I don't really want to do like the small stuff. I'm like more medium size. You know, he doesn't want to like come in and fix your toilet necessarily. Okay. He wants to like do the medium size jobs.
But. You know, another reason why customer service could be good is because he's not bogged down with taking every job.
Exactly.
And stuff,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. He said he did that for a long time and it was just so much of a hassle to constantly be like, go to a house and they got a leaky faucet or a leaky toilet or whatever. They need something swapped out and they were constantly running back and forth to the hardware store because they didn't have what they needed on their truck. And it just became more of like a handyman service. So they just graduated up to doing like bigger jobs.
I can imagine that because you're going to get paid more money. Also, if you got like, you know, something in South County and North County or, you know, Jefferson far distance away, that's all that commute time takes a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So
other than that, I went to see local legend Steve Ewing from The Urge.
Yeah, we were planning on going with you, but there was so much. The only thing we saw online about that was it was 21 and up.
Yeah,
and we had the kids with us, and it was at a restaurant, and we're like, well, they have a kids menu and all that, but then we're like, well, what if we go up there and they say, oh, but this is 21 and up, and then. So we decide to bow out.
And we didn't really know what to expect either. So Lori wanted to go because Steve Ewing, lead singer of The Urge, he does these, it's not really solo. It's like his band. I think it's called the Steve Ewing Band.
Yeah.
And there's three other musicians. And it was in our hometown of Hillsboro, right up the street from our house. And I think he'd played there one other time at this. So there's a restaurant called the Taco Tequila Bar. And it opened within the last 5 years or so, and it is busy like all the time.
Yeah,
it has gotten really popular, and we were like, where in the heck is a band gonna set up and perform? And I guess it was kind of for Cinco de Mayo. It was a little early, but it was the weekend before Cinco de Mayo, and so we were like, yeah, let's check it out. That's gonna be kind of strange. Well, we didn't even know that the restaurant owns this like other portion of the building that they call the cantina that's separate from the restaurant. It's like, you know, there's a wall and everything that you have to go, you know, through a doorway. And it's just like, it's your typical bar. There's a couple pool tables, a couple like dart boards and, you know, stuff like that, big bar. And so he was playing there off like kind of on the corner. It's very similar to what we experienced like 20 years ago, whenever we saw him at the Beale Street or whatever the place was called. So yeah, it was fun. He played a lot of, so in this, like with this band or whatever, he plays a lot of cover songs and then a few Urge songs.
Oh, okay.
And there's the solo project that he does where it's like his own
music.
Yeah. His own music. But this wasn't what that was.
I recall seeing him, you know, it's been a while since I've seen him just by himself. And I remember him doing some Police, some Prince, I think Bob Marley. He's done a few like that, and then he's done some Urge songs as well.
Yeah, that's what this was like. It was, a lot of those older covers and that's classic rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was fun. And then we went to the Festus Art Fair the following day.
Yeah.
Busy weekend last weekend. That was kind of, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
We didn't even go. We were, I don't know. We had plans and then we didn't go.
I'm glad that
Festus, oh, Millie was sick. That's why.
I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad there's these kind of things to do. Our other friend Josh commented that it didn't seem like it was very crowded down there. And I would agree on Sunday, it wasn't even very crowded down there, but we ended up going to Central Tap and all the doors and windows and everything were closed. And we were like, are they even open? And we walked in and we were the only people there.
Wow.
And they were open. And I don't know, felt a little strange.
That's how it was when we, on opening day, there wasn't a lot of people there. And
yeah. I don't know if it was just a busy day. There was like prom that weekend or what was going on.
I think it's nice to have a tap room, but I think if they, once they open some sort of food with it, it'll be a big game changer. I know when we saw him the other day, we were asking him, he said, you know, is this going to open? Are you going to run it? Is it a sandwich? He goes, I haven't decided if I'm going to run it or have someone else. I thought of this long after we were talking to him. And, you know, it's not like I talk to him that often. But it'd be neat to have some sort of, you just have a kitchen set up or what, like, you know, we're, and just have people run food trucks, just take over for the day. Like this particular place is going to be here for the day. They're going to cook all their foods or whatever. So it'd be a rotating type restaurant type thing.
That's a cool idea.
I don't know. That was just, like, but then up. Pop-ups basically. But I guess then you'd always have to make sure you have that staffed with a restaurant, you know?
I don't know. I mean, what's to say that it's just not open this week because there's nobody to work there? I don't know.
But I'm sure there's lots of food trucks that they,
instead
of working on their truck, they can just bring all their stuff in a kitchen and pass it through because they have a little passway and order. And I don't know. That was just an idea I had, and I thought, since I came up with it, it was brilliant, you know.
Pass it along to Denny. It's not a bad idea.
I don't know.
And it's one of those things that you could test and not really have to commit to. You could test it for a year or 6 months or something like that and just see what kind of, if you'd have a steady flow of restaurant or food trucks or whatever wanting to participate in something like that.
Right. I know I see food trucks all more and more often in town, and there's one, Tasty Eats. They put in like a whole storefront or restaurant front. I mean it's been 2 maybe even 3 years ago. They still haven't moved in there, and I don't know if some of those places just can't make the move, you know.
Speaking of food trucks, I'm gonna probably sound like a not so fun guy here, but I don't really fully love the food truck thing.
Why? My problem is I can't make a decision. When there's like 8 of them, I can't make a decision which one I want to stop at, you know?
We went to the food trucks and that was part of the reason why we went to the art fair. Lori said, there's going to be food trucks there. And she never listens to this, so it doesn't matter what I say here. But
Lori,
our daughter Lexi went with us too, and they were like, there's gonna be food trucks on there, and there was like 3, and they were fine. It wasn't like I hated the food or anything like that. But I'm not super excited to go because you're always standing in a line, they're always like busy, and you wait, and then they're so noisy because they got all the generators and stuff running. I don't know. I just feel like it's not, I don't know. I don't get the allure that other people do. And then you're standing around waiting for your food afterwards because pretty much everything they make is like made to order. So you're standing there waiting. I don't know. It's just, I sound like a jerk probably, but I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get the allure.
I don't know. To me, it's usually a restaurant. You don't have that type of food. That's what I like, is when, for example, there's a few that come to our, you know, our town that we may not have. I'm trying to think of a food we don't have in town.
I've experienced some of the, well, I went to Second Shift actually one time to, because they were going to have a food truck that specialized in seafood.
Oh, okay.
And we tried to go there, and it was like literally, it was, they had crab cakes and, or lobster rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And Lori was like, I want to get a lobster roll. And I'm not kidding you, the line was like all the way through the parking lot and like wrapped around, of people standing, not cars. Like cars were backed up on the streets for like as far as you could see. And we ended up like, I'm not going to wait in line for this.
And some are better than others, because some actually are using mobile order apps and stuff like that where you can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know about that. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Big Daddy's Cheesesteaks. They'll do that every once in a while. I don't go to them very often. I try not to eat out very often, especially by myself. And I don't think if we go anywhere where there's food trucks very often.
I don't know. It's just one of those things that it's kind of like I've noticed. And there's in Tower Grove Park, they have Food Truck Fridays. And we went last year and there was like, I don't know, 20 of them or something in two different areas. And I was like,
You find the one with the shortest line and then you see, does this look good? You're like, ugh.
Nope.
And you go then, the one with the long line is the one I want.
Yeah, exactly. I do like the mobile beer trucks, I guess, though. That's kind of cool. I've seen a couple of those where they have.
I told you about that one that you can actually rent out and have them come to your party or event.
That would be cool.
That'd be really cool.
Other than that, I'm going to the Battlehawks game tonight.
Ah.
My mom, back around Christmas time, was like, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want stuff. And we've been to the Battlehawks game, St. Louis Battlehawks, UFL.
Yeah.
And we've been with my mom and her husband, Kevin. We've been with them once before. And I'm like, let's just go do that again. And I'm looking forward to it, but at the same time, I haven't paid any attention whatsoever to the Battlehawks this year.
I was just going to say, I have no idea.
Two. Shoot. I knew of one loss. But a couple of years ago, I was more into them. Like, I kind of knew a few of the players. I paid attention to their record. I would even watch a little bit on TV. But this year, but the only thing that I know is that Ricky Prohl is the head coach.
Yeah.
And tonight we get a bobblehead of Ricky Prohl.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they had giveaways like that.
I didn't either.
So it looks like they're one of the top DC defenders. They're 5-1.
Hmm.
And then the Battlehawks are right beneath them with 4-2.
Because
it doesn't look like they have different divisions.
I don't know how it works. I was going to do some more research before I went to try to understand. I was also curious like how the league is doing, because we've talked about this before where it seemed like, I don't know, a few years ago, the season started immediately after the NFL season.
And they changed that a couple of years ago.
Yeah. To me, it seemed like a natural progression to start in February or whatever. But now it starts in April, I think. And now it's competing with, if you're a sports fan, it's competing.
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball. And there's also playoff hockey, playoff basketball. I don't know. I don't know why. It always felt to me like February, like that's prime, other than March Madness.
Yeah, and there's hockey still going on. But it's
just middle of the season.
Yeah. I agree. I thought that was a better, but they also merged the XFL and UFL. They became that.
Oh, right. They got more teams.
I don't know if they got more, but.
Oh, really?
I think they.
Oh, they consolidated.
Yeah,
or something?
They consolidated.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched a game.
Yeah, you were kind of into it, I feel like, a few years ago, too, where you were watching and stuff.
I feel at this time, I got to say, I've been loving watching the Cardinals. The Cardinals have been, it's a young team, and they've been, especially the last weekend when they were playing L.A. and they were holding their own, you know. I know they've lost a couple since then. I think they won yesterday.
Yeah, they did win yesterday.
But when they lose to Milwaukee or something, you're like, oh, man, come on.
I know. Yeah, 22-15. They're in second place behind the Cubs. So I got that 7-day free pass for watching them, and I tuned in a couple times. But during that week that I had them, they were playing pretty poor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying $100 for this. And I canceled. And since then, they've been playing well. And I told Lori the other day, I'm like, I can't buy it now. Like, they'll just start sucking immediately. I am superstitious.
Well, you buy it and just don't watch it for a while, and then
just kind of slowly get into it.
Yeah. You can't let it know you're watching it.
Yeah
we've been just hanging out on the deck or whatever. My neighbor Bobby, he's got his, like, he had a fire pit out the other day. He had his little TV out. And I'm like, yeah, I'd like to do that. I have tons of TVs in the basement, so I threw one out on the deck.
Yeah.
And we sat out there and watched the game.
Huh. Yeah, that sounds good.
So it was a cooler night, too. We have one of those fire tables.
Oh, yeah, I want to get one of those.
That it goes, it's like a long thing that, you know, your tables that have the hole for the umbrella, mm-hmm. it fits through that, and then your cable, the hose that goes to the
propane
hooks in there.
Is it, like, does it put off enough that it's like heat, like warmth?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And you can turn it down to now. Our biggest issue, we haven't used it in a long time. We've had that thing for a long time, and the past couple weeks we plugged it in. Well, the lava rocks that it comes with, you put those on there, if they have any sort of water or moisture in it, when they get hot, they explode and pieces of.
Huh.
So I want to get some of those glass, those fire glass, the round smooth stuff, because those won't hold any water in them.
Yeah.
So I need to get some of those, but yeah, it's been pretty nice just hanging out.
Yeah, this weather has been amazing these last few weeks.
Yeah. So I wanted to get. Sorry, I don't know. Did you do this top five? I talked about
it. I did, but I'm struggling.
I think I have. Okay. I thought I have a. Here we go. We actually haven't done top five in several weeks.
Yeah.
But no. this week. I know you have brought this up at one time, and we never have done it. These are the top five bands. Okay, this is kind of a long...
Yeah.
Top five bands that we would like to see. They've been around a long time, but we've never seen them live for some reason. You're like, why have I never seen them? So,
and we want to see them before they quit or... die.
Yeah, basically. I know. Like, hey, luckily we've gotten this. We've seen Faith No More, because I don't think they'll ever come back.
Yeah,
you know,
probably not. I was only able to come up with three. I was really struggling with this, and you might be able to mention something that I talked about. But I even tried to go through my entire catalog of music and figure out if there was anything on there. But I'm really struggling, and I only have three.
I've got four. I mean, I could add another, but it's. One that not many, it's not like a popular band or anything.
I have one of those too that I was going to, I could say, but I'm probably going to see them later this year.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. My number one, so this one, there's a couple of them on here. Actually, all three of these, I've probably had an opportunity to see and I've passed it up. Number one is a band I've had a love-hate relationship with since the early 2000s. Or, well, actually, I should go back, probably the late 80s, and that's Metallica. Oh. I love them probably like in the, at some point in the, I don't remember when it was, early 90s or late 80s, when my friends and my, like where I grew up, were really big into them, and we would pretend we would do the music videos to Metallica, Def Leppard, and a bunch of different bands.
Justice for All, was that the one? What did One come from? That
was
that's
the
big
one we did. We did a music video to One where we acted like we were playing the instruments, and my friend Tim Johnson, his dad, had the video camera and filmed it like we were doing a music video.
That came from Injustice for All.
So
1988.
And then in the 2000s, I kind of hated them because they were so anti-sharing music.
Yeah, the whole Napster Metallica was a turnoff for a lot of people.
But then I think they kind of came back over the last, I would say, 10 or so years, maybe 10, 15 years. And I feel like their music is really good. Like they've become a more, almost like an alternative hard rock band. They started getting played on The Point locally somewhere around that time.
When they shaved their heads, that's when they started. When they cut their long hair, that they're actually on my list too. I'll just say that they're there. I don't know how it's possible, really, that I've never seen them. It's not like they haven't toured here or anything, and they have frequently come through. My cousin Rob, that's like his favorite band of all time, is Metallica. I looked up to see a lot of these. I looked up their touring schedules or whatever, because I'm like, well, when maybe they are coming to town.
The upcoming schedule?
Yeah. So Metallica is having a residency in the Sphere.
I heard about that.
In Vegas.
We should go.
Holy crap, man. Those tickets.
Very expensive?
Well, they're all sold out.
Oh, my God.
All sold out.
I didn't even know that it was on sale.
It's like October through November, I think.
I didn't see any and information on that whenever we were there.
Everything I see is sold out, except there's like one date where there's a VIP package of like $5,000 a ticket.
Oh my God.
I didn't look into what all is included with a VIP ticket, but I would hope you get to meet the band for $5,000. Come on. You know?
Well, with Metallica, I had a chance last year around this time. I went with our friend Mike down to Nashville to see the guy that we like, Devin Townsend,
right,
who is more of a prog rock. While we were down there, Metallica was playing at the football stadium.
Oh,
and they were doing a two-night set. And we didn't know it until we were there, and there was like people everywhere.
Was that when they were doing the two nights and they won't repeat a song over the two nights? Because they did that here too, but of course.
Yeah.
That was at Busch Stadium, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it may have been.
Well, we saw that they were in town, and we kind of like half joked. We were like, "We want to go see them tomorrow night." You know how you do, and we're like, we got to go back or whatever. And we looked up, and there was tickets available, and they were relatively, inexpensive. I don't know, like $60-something, but you're in a big stadium,
right?
Yeah. And we passed on it. And I'm like kicking myself now because I'm like, man, and to see all the people like all over the place, because we were there for a little show and there was people in our hotel that were wearing Metallica shirts and everything. And it would have been cool to experience that. But yeah, maybe one of these days. What you looking up there?
Oh, I was going to see if there's any tickets available for Metallica. When I look, it says yes. It's just telling. Most dates are listed as sold out on the official Metallica sites. Tickets are available on SeatGeek. Prices range from $360 for upper tier seats to $3,000 for the snake pit area. That's a little much.
Yeah.
Especially since they're still touring and they will be. I mean, the Sphere, they probably got some cool stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, but who else you got on your list?
On my list, let me go back to it here. Surprisingly, I've never seen Nine Inch Nails.
And they've been through recently.
I know. They were here in February.
Yeah.
And it was after like a long stretch where he wasn't touring anymore. Uh-huh. So who knows if he'll ever tour again, but But I was looking back at my, I'm like, surely I've seen them, haven't I? And it's starting to get to the point where I've been to so many shows where I'm like, yeah. Did I see them? Did they open for? I haven't seen them, and it's surprising to me because there's lots of songs that I really like from them. Lots of albums. It when you think about the album Pretty Hate Machine had like Head Like a Hole and Terrible Lot, bunch of big songs mm-hmm. on it. It came out in 1989.
Really? I didn't know that.
Holy crap. When you think of 80s bands,
yeah.
You don't think of Nine Inch Nails, wow. But that's where they started.
That blows my mind right now.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was like 1994.
No.
Huh. Wow.
So.
And they would have been a band that, wasn't there like a some tours that we went to, like Snowcore? Is that what that was called? Back in the day, like
yeah.
they would have been in that genre where it was like, oh, what was that? Those DJs, those
like,
DJ bands.
Oh, the yeah, Chemical Brothers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah. Where you're like, it's time to go get a beer. I can't remember. Well, you've seen a few. It may have been like Limp Bizkit and
yeah.
Chemical Brothers and Korn. Family Values
Filter. Yeah,
Family Values tour.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Well, the one that's on my list, I know you have seen, and I'm kicking myself still to this day for like, I don't know. I went through this phase where I was like, maybe the kids were young, and also I was just trying to like be better with our finances. So we skipped out on things like concerts was the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I remember when you went to go see them, and I mean, I've owned a handful of their albums, and at one point I remember even saying something like, man, they are like the greatest rock band of our generation. And I remember they came through town and you're like, oh, we should go. And I was like, and I even told Lori, I'm like, I don't know. Tickets were probably like, I don't know. Do you remember how much they were back then?
They were at Riverport. So you knew there was different, right? You could have sat in a lawn for pretty cheap.
That's true.
When I went, it was 2015 when I went.
Yeah. I was going to say it was at least 10 years ago. Yeah, that's one band.
I know there's been times where Rise Against is open for them, too. Really? And like, that's a band we both like, too.
They're coming to town. I think it's in October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Foo Fighters, they're one of those bands that at least they are still touring. They're putting out new stuff, so there's
yeah.
no...
Yeah, they just released or getting ready to release a new album.
Yeah. So, hopefully soon. Now, here's one I know you have seen as well. Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I've never seen Pearl wow. Jam. This goes back to junior high days when they were like, you know, back then it was the best band ever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, back in the early Seattle
yep.
sound days, like, oh, I love Pearl Jam. And it's more of... I don't know anything recent from them mm-hmm. or I only know like their first 3-4 albums.
Yeah.
It'd be more of a nostalgia thing for me, but they have so many hits that I would assume they play a lot of them. I don't know. You've seen them.
I've seen that. Yeah. They play a lot of the old stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen them twice. Once was a long time ago, like 20 years ago, and then the other was just a couple years ago at Fenway Park in Boston. But I don't know what the future holds for them. Like, their drummer retired, and to my knowledge, they haven't...
Did he retire or die?
No, he retired.
Oh.
He definitely did not die.
Who is it that just
Matt
had
Cameron.
A, who just had a drummer die?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't heard. But no, he retired, said he was just like, yeah... Because he was the drummer for Soundgarden as well.
Oh.
And then he moved to Pearl Jam. But they haven't announced a replacement. And now Eddie Vedder's doing kind of like a solo tour project.
Oh.
So I don't know what the future holds for Pearl
getting
Jam.
Foo Fighters and them confused,
maybe.
I guess, with the drummer die.
Yeah.
Well, they had Josh Freese for
a minute.
like a year. They're like, all right,
we don't want you anymore.
Yeah. So you only had three, huh?
Yeah, but I've only mentioned two so far.
Oh, you did? All right. Yeah. What else you got?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh.
That's another one where I'm like, man, and probably back in the 90s, early 2000s, like I liked them, but I was maybe not as, like now I feel like they're an even, I didn't give them enough credit back in the day, I feel like they were and are really talented musicians and all that. And I, when they were coming through town last year, I asked Lori, I'm like, you want to go see them? She's like, no.
So,
and I'm like, she's like, she can't stand Billy Corgan.
Molly's the same way. She hates his whiny voice.
That's what Lori says.
Tonight. She always,
I like his voice, and I think they play great music, and I've never seen them.
Here's the problem. I have seen them.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was at one of those unplugged shows. Now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if it was just Billy Corgan or if it was all of Smashing Pumpkins. I think it was Smashing Pumpkins. And I found out afterwards. So they, Tonight was the song that they did play. They do not play hits.
Really?
They do not. And that's like kind of their thing. They do not, you won't hear anything that you like.
Huh?
That's, you know, the Rizzuto show, he's talked about them before. They're notorious for not playing any hits.
Really? I never heard that before.
And like I said, I think Tonight was the only song that I heard from them that I actually recognized.
So you got to be a big fan to really enjoy the show.
I guess so.
Huh.
I mean, Siamese Dream is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Well, almost every song on that album is a hit.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And, but I don't even know if they played
a single song from
that.
But yeah, I haven't seen them. They've gone through a lot of changes, but they're back. Like, I think three of them are original. The girl is no longer in the band, but did you have any others?
So that was, because I remember, okay. This is from 2015. Just walked into the Smashing Pumpkins show. First thing I hear is, no pictures tonight per artist request. And I thought I posted something about how they didn't play any songs, but I don't see anything. Anyway, yeah, I do have another on my list. It is Weezer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I've never seen Weezer.
Yeah, I'd see them.
And I feel, I don't know why, you know, they're a band I like. I don't have much else to say, but yeah, I don't know how they didn't show up to one of the different, I'm sure they've been to Point Fest or something like that.
Different festivals.
But I've never seen them.
Yeah.
You don't have any others.
Well, the only other one that I could think of, so there, I mentioned this to you last one of the last times we talked, was the band Failure that I have really gotten into over the last like 10 years or so. That is kind of more of, I mean, they originated in the 90s, but they've continued to make music, and they don't tour all that often. They're on tour right now, and they were actually going to have the very short, like, I don't know, 6 or 8 cities tour schedule in the spring here, and I was going to go to Chicago to see them with Lori, and she's like, I feel like if somebody says to me, hey, I really want to go see this band, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But if I say, hey, I really want to go see this band, I feel like everybody are like, huh, okay. So when she didn't like get excited about going, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But then I found out that they've extended their tour, and they're coming, and they're doing like a fall tour, and they're going to be here, I think, in October.
That's cool.
I'd like to go see them. Other than that, I could not really come up with too many more. I mean, I feel like my music, there's either bands that I can't see anymore because they're not together or dead, or Sometimes I've gone to see bands and then I become a bigger fan of them. Or if I was a fan, I've made my way to see them one way or another.
Yeah, there's a lot like that where, I mean, I was lucky I did get to see the Beastie Boys, but that would be a one.
Yeah,
that I'd be like, man, trying to think of other, obviously Nirvana would have been great to see, but it was also, I think I was too young when they were, if it would have been like 5 years later when they came out, I definitely would have seen them, you know, even though they only had that short, like, 4 year period.
You know, I mean, there's bands that I wouldn't mind seeing that if they were still touring, like, just because, but I know it'd be like ridiculously expensive, like the Rolling Stones or I don't know. I know
AC/DC.
I know Paul McCartney went on tour, but I, you know, it was probably like $500 a ticket, you know, and I don't know the music well enough to go, but it'd be cool to see somebody like that, like an absolute legend.
Right. I guess another one I could put, like, I think Tenacious D would be a fun one to see that I've never seen.
Yeah.
That's about all I can think of. All my other ones would be punk bands that, I mean, I've never seen Dillinger Four, but, you know, like, the chances of them coming through here are very slim.
You have to travel somewhere.
They're kind of stuck in Minnesota. That's,
really?
Yeah. Huh. They've been around forever, but they don't, I don't think they make any new music or play anywhere but their hometown.
Huh. Yeah, well, that was our top three or four.
Top three or four.
Yeah.
Man, that was a long segment. I don't know if we should do pop culture or not, but we can.
Well, TV and music, or TV and movies, rather. I'm still, like, we're just stuck on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We're in season five, and
five. It's fun. How many seasons?
Eight?
Oh.
Yeah, we're more than halfway
kinda,
done.
Yeah. We've been watching this show on Netflix. It's only like six episodes, called Unchosen.
Hmm.
Molly's into this. It's like a fictional story of this small town or small like community. It's like a church/cult type thing, where all these people have to, they're in the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to abide by all these rules or whatever. And then there happens to be a,
I think Lori's watching this.
Yeah. There's like this criminal guy that comes in. I don't know. I'm watching it. It's fine. But I also don't know if I could recommend it to everyone. You know, Molly really likes it. And I think it's good, but I also think it's, like, it's dark enough where I'm like, it's not, I want to finish it. We got one more episode left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It does escalate. It escalates each episode. There's more and more crap that happens.
I don't think this is the show that Lori was watching last night, but it sure looks like the one that she was watching. It just reminds me of it because she said something. She's like, I should not be watching these kind of shows because it, she gets in her head about like the state of our country and things like that, and thinks that like we're headed for this. What was the Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, it's not like that, but they're kind of in their own society, and they don't, you know.
Yeah.
I continuing the Boys, loving that show. I think there's two more episodes of the. It'll complete. It'll be the end of it, but it can be gross at times. I mean,
so can Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, we may have to watch that one of these days. I'm still, one of the things we watch on YouTube like constantly that we're so addicted to is Beard Meets Food. Man, that guy And the videos are relatively short, but they feel like they go by so fast. And then, I mean, you almost never see him fail, but I don't know what it is.
I don't think I've ever seen him fail.
I've seen at least two.
Oh, yeah?
It's pancakes, usually, is what he can't finish.
Oh.
But,
man,
yeah.
What was... Oh, the steak one was the latest one that I remember watching.
The 72-ounce?
Yeah, and it's like three steaks.
And he had no problem with it whatsoever.
He just powers through 72 ounces of meat.
Yeah.
And he saves that. He saves his sides. And a lot of people were commenting, and I agree. They're like, at least they didn't... A lot of those challenges, they'll have like a big-ass steak or whatever, but then they'll have some more ridiculous side as well, like a potato that's,
oh yeah,
you know, trying to fill you with starch, but it was literally just one potato cut up.
Yeah. Oh, that looked really good, actually.
Yeah, the JoJo's or whatever. Yeah.
The so you know the guy that they showed at the very beginning of it where it said it took him 56 minutes? His name is like Randy Santane or something like that. The other
food eater, yeah.
He's from St. Charles. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
What is his name? What do they call themselves? Food? Professional eaters?
I don't know.
Randy Santel. Yeah, professional eater. So they showed him, and he did that. He's getting ready to get married to that girl, Katrina eats kilos.
Oh yeah,
but so he's a big dude, and it showed him like
that's why she's done quite a few St. Louis things. Then,
yeah,
because I've seen her do a lot of St. Louis.
Yeah,
things.
She has. But yeah, it was like 56 minutes whenever he was finishing it. He had like 3 minutes to go.
Oh.
For that 72-ounce steak, and then Beard Meets Food was
Adam.
Like finished. Yeah, he was finished in like. With the steak itself, he was finished in like 16 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It was crazy.
And then he does that thing where, do you have a dessert menu? He
yeah.
He's so sad afterwards.
I don't know why. We both get a kick out of him. He's funny. Another thing that I actually want to watch, and I was going to ask a friend for a favor if they can find it, if that friend is listening. There is a documentary out that I can't remember exactly where it's available. It may have been in theaters, select theaters, but the actor Ben McKenzie, who was from the OC and
oh yeah
Gotham, he did this documentary on crypto, and it's called Everyone Is Lying to You for Money, and I really want to see it. He's kind of been on the tour of like talking about it on like talk shows like The Daily Show and stuff like that. So that looks really interesting, and it just came out recently.
Hmm.
He also wrote a book on it. Basically, it comes down to all of crypto is a scam.
Crypto is a scam. All right.
What else?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to take a trip back to 1992 with me.
Yeah, let's do it.
So back in 1992, so I thought this would be good because Six Flags is back, you know, for their season or whatever. And if you remember, I know you will because I'm pretty sure I went with you. They had this spring breakout.
I do remember that.
And
McDonald's presents Six Flags Grand Opening Spring Breakout 92. Happening all week long, April 11th through the 19th, you can play slap shot hockey, beach volleyball, downhill skiing, and much more. Plus, go to McDonald's, buy any extra value meal, and get a buy one, get one free coupon to Six Flags. So head to McDonald's for your buy one, get one free coupon to Spring Breakout 92. At Six Flags, as much fun as Disneyland, all right here.
It's as much fun as Disneyland. Anyway, this happened to be a that blows up pretty big. That they had this spring breakout. I think they did this for 3-4 years. At the beginning of the year, they have all these in their parking lot, they wouldn't use up their whole parking lot, so they would put out these like rollerblade tracks and different rock climbing things. But the thing that I remember is the Nintendo Game Experience.
Yeah.
They had these big trucks full of,
like a semi-tractor trailer.
The trailers. Yeah. There'd be like stairs to walk into them.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be like walk in, and then there's a walk out. But inside, along the walls of both sides, were TVs with Nintendo and Super Nintendo lined up, and each TV screen had a different game.
Yeah.
And that I spent so much time in that area.
Really?
Yeah, because it was free to play all those games instead of spending all the time at the arcade.
Yeah.
Because at that time, so right now, do you know this about our current Six Flags? They've had this in effect for quite a few years, but there's a chaperone policy that we would have definitely fallen into. Huh. So if you are under 16, I think it's under 16, you have to be with someone 21 or older. They have to be with you either at all times, chaperoning you.
Huh.
So apparently there's been fights and stuff that has broken out at the park. So they didn't have it this year because there's a new owner of our Six Flags.
They don't have the chaperone policy?
They didn't have it in place, but now it's in place immediately after week one.
So it's just kind of a rough place to be.
We were like 13 and we'd be dropped off.
I don't remember ever having any issues with kind of like fights or anything like that.
No.
I don't remember any kind of bad stuff happening.
No.
Flags.
Well, we weren't the kids that would get in trouble either.
But I just don't ever remember seeing that or that being a part. I mean, you would have probably, if that kind of stuff was going on, you would have noticed it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or been aware of it.
You'd think. I mean, I don't know what their security is like there, but
yeah,
I don't know. We were dropped off there so many times.
That was the start of our friendship. I remember riding with your mom to Six Flags. She'd drop us off, and then my mom would come pick us up.
Yeah. We'd be there all day.
Yeah, seventh or eighth grade or something like that.
And I remember the one time I won some gigantic prize at the beginning of the day. I'm like, oh shit.
After we walked in, you threw the ball.
Yeah, the wiffle ball into the cups.
Yeah, it landed in the gold cup right in the center of
what's yellow? There is no yellow. Oh, it's gold. You got the jumbo.
Yeah, you had to carry around that stupid what was it?
It was a big lion.
Lion? Okay.
The dumbest. It wasn't even like you know, now they have like a big Pokemon or Mario or Sega, or, you know, something that you would actually want.
Weren't you getting a lot of attention for it too? Oh. Like we would go on the rides and be like, oh, how'd you get that?
Yeah, where'd you win that? It's a big blue lion. I had it for years in the basement at mom and dad's. I don't know how I got rid of it. I think an ex-girlfriend, I gave it to her son.
Oh, yeah?
That's how I got rid of it.
But those trucks, you mentioned that a little bit whenever we were talking about the wizard.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, but that was... I vaguely remember that. Maybe I wasn't with you as much whenever during that time frame.
So they had those, and they also had the Six Flags Nintendo Challenge. That was later on in the year. They kind of kept that. I remember there were a good 3 years there where you can go at the beginning of the year. They had like Nintendo games set out because Nintendo was huge.
Yeah.
At that time, and getting to play all those games for free, especially I didn't have a Super Nintendo, so
yeah,
playing all those games were great.
Yeah, that was a good time. I don't know. I hope that the park remains good for the future.
You know, it's under new management. They are new owners. This is a transition year. They still have the old feel. It's still called Six Flags. Next year, it'll be changed to Enchanted Parks. Mm. So we'll see.
I don't know if you've seen any of those videos on like YouTube of parks. Not necessarily this. There's the one on Six Flags in New Orleans. I think it was Six Flags, but the amusement park in New Orleans that got flooded by Katrina and never came back. But there's actually other parks out there that have something has happened to them over the years and they're just like vacant. That's the saddest thing ever.
Yeah, when you see just when I was a kid, we used to go to Opryland, and it was, named after the Grand Ole Opry, so it was a theme park. Where is that? That's Tennessee.
Sounds like Nashville.
Nashville, but... yeah. So that park laid dormant for a long time, just empty growth all growing up around the coasters and stuff. Well, eventually it was all torn down and became Opryland Mills Mall, I think. But it's so sad when, that was a park. Nashville is a short drive, so that was kind of a weekend trip for my family. We'd go there and do that.
The one that I watched on YouTube recently was the SeaWorld that was in Ohio. Did you ever hear of that?
I didn't know there was a SeaWorld in Ohio.
Yeah. It was in operation from 1970 to 2000. And it had that's where Shamu was. But I watched the YouTube video on that. It's so sad. It just became it's deserted. There's nothing going on there. Like all the old buildings are still there and everything. It's kind of crazy. Yeah, but I didn't even know that existed.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know there was a SeaWorld there.
I know, it doesn't make sense.
No, I knew there was, there's the Orlando one.
Uh-huh.
And I thought isn't there a San Diego one one in Texas? I didn't know there was one that isn't near an ocean.
Isn't near the sea, yeah. Huh. Weird. Yep.
So
good times.
Yeah. Well, let's get into our
shop talk. Hey, I'm getting back to that rehab series that I started a couple months ago. I'm getting back to that next week. Finished up that project, so I'm going to start releasing some videos.
Oh, good. I posted one video, me taking over the whole thing,
It's actually a really good video. I think I thought that was the thumbnail was very clever of you lowering Peter into the storm or sewer.
Essentially it's a storm sewer. It's just a little portable thing you put in front to block balls from going down.
Yeah,
and I don't think it's got a lot of views.
But it's a fun little video.
Some of ours don't take off, and ours are slow burn,
That's right.
Some of them, I don't know. I feel none of mine are take off. mine tend to take off 5 years later.
I don't know. YouTube in general is so saturated, and there's so much professional stuff out there that I don't know how much, I feel like there's a day is going to come when there's just not a whole lot of, either people are going to have to go, this is more for the individual creators, so there's going to be less support for the big, because you can literally watch network television on YouTube if you want to, just clips of everything. But I mentioned the plumber earlier. So what happened was, I'll just go a little bit deeper into the project, was that the guy that was clearing the drain went through and he couldn't go any further with his snake. And this was a 1-inch diameter, cable that they're trying to stick through. and it kept hitting something, and we could hear it and feel it like under the floor of the concrete in the basement. I'm like, it's stopping right here. So he couldn't go any further, so I had to call in that plumber. Well, then they broke up the floor and showed me the pipe. So the pipe is like, I think it was like 2 inch. It's the cast iron. So it's
really old yeah. stuff.
But it was so like corroded and backed up with like, I guess, grease and like just stuff over the years and rust, that the space that it had for water to go through was like that big.
Oh man.
It was crazy. I'll have to show you a picture of it. So he started out like, he's like, we start out with a 5 foot section, and then depending on how bad it is, we'll go on. They ended up having to replace everything in the whole house from like all the waistlines. So it comes in, or it leaves the kitchen upstairs, and then it goes under the floor, and then it takes like a Y turn and goes out to the front of the house. And so at first it was like, well, it's going to be like $2,500 to do this. Well, after all was said and done, they had to do everything. It was almost $10,000.
Oh man.
To do all of it. And it was all so bad. Like they had it sitting there. It was just like, it was like crumbling. Like it's hard to believe that stuff was actually still making its way through.
Man, but that's crazy. We had at our old house, we had issues like that where they had to run a snake from the, you know, the drain in the basement mm-hmm. out, but they kept getting, I don't know, I'm getting hung up. Well, it turns out the trap,
yeah,
you know, you have your clean out on the outside mm-hmm. of the house. The trap was backwards.
Really?
So anytime they would go in from the basement, they keep hitting that trap. They couldn't mm-hmm. go because it was the wrong direction.
Hmm.
So
did they have to dig it up? And
oh, yeah. That was about $7,000 fixing that thing.
That was at your parents' old house when you were a kid?
No, that was at our house.
Yours. Oh, okay.
In Festus, yeah.
Wow.
They had to tear out the whole front to fix that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I had, because what would happen is, because that trap was backwards, things would get trapped in there. It wouldn't flow out.
Huh.
And I think I had to have, of the, I don't know how long I was there, 12 years, 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
At least two or three times I've had to have the plumbing, because I would go down there after running the wash or whatever, and I'd see like it flooding coming up from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the heck? And it would slowly go down, but something getting caught.
Hmm.
But that eventually fixed it.
Doing an oil change?
I didn't shoot any video for that, so it's nothing special, just doing an oil change. I mean, we've at least got two or three videos of us doing oil changes. We don't really need another one.
Is this on your truck?
No, this was on the Explorer.
Okay.
And it is crazy, like, the Explorer, how, like, you have to dive way back into it to get to the oil. On my truck, it's right there on top.
Mm-hmm.
This, you have to dive way back in the corner. I don't really understand. The same with, I mean, this is a 2020, so I guess I'm used to cars and vehicles earlier than that. Even the air filter, getting to that is, like, oh, you have, like, normally you unclip something, you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
This, you have to unclip, unscrew, unplug, and then you get into it. That air filter, I lifted it out. I found all these leaves under it, and I found a frog that was, like, well, obviously, it wasn't alive anymore. I don't know how long it had been there. It,
like mummified?
Yeah. It was like mummified. And I thought about keeping it, but yeah. Giving it to Peter.
That's funny.
So yeah, that's the excitement of my oil change. Also, yesterday, Peter's The kids have been riding their bikes, and Peter, I don't know what he did, but the frame on the back of his bike is all bent.
I thought you ran over it.
No. No, that's... So the tire on the back wheel is all bent, so I've looked into it. I've never... It's weird that of so many years of riding bikes and stuff, yeah, I've never had to deal with this, but apparently you could tighten the spokes on side and straighten it out. So that's something I'm going to deal with. I don't even know if I could shoot a video with it because there is like about 5,000 videos of bent spokes. And I get, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, my bike when I was younger had the, what are they? Instead of spokes, it had the, like the pegs. Big, huge.
Weren't they called mags?
Mags. Yeah. That's what you call them.
That's
yeah,
what you had? Oh, I you had were mags. A cool kid.
Nah, wasn't that cool. Definitely wasn't cool.
I always wanted that on my bike. Mag wheels on bike. Yeah, I always thought they looked so cool.
Oh, yes, look... a vintage like that. Yeah. This is what it looked like.
Wow, yeah, I always thought that was so cool.
I mean, they were black, but yeah.
Hmm.
So the bike that I had when I was a kid, it was, you know, like, Jeff had found, like, all the parts.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a Frankenstein bike, but it had those mag wheels. Huh. And I, like, spray painted it all black. I'm curious if my parents still have that.
Huh.
I don't know. Their garage was destroyed. Oh, yeah. So maybe not, but.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, there's a special tool, like I think it's called a truing stand or something, that you put the wheel in and you spin it and you find like where it's whatever, wobbly or whatever. And I mean, like people that do it all the time know exactly which one to twist and
turn. I don't
turn,
have a truing stand.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. Other than maybe like if it's on the bike, I guess you could probably do it and then find where it is. And then like, but I don't know which way to tighten or loosen.
Yeah.
I guess it's just something you have to experiment with.
And other people I've seen just take it off and bang it on the side and it'll pop back in. Okay.
Yeah, that might work.
So. Well, this has been a show, and I keep playing with the mic stand like I always do.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't hear it.
All right. Well, sounds good. See you next time.
Yeah. See ya.